Welcome back. Ron Nanian and the Car Doctor. Some recent occurrences in the Nanian household helped generate this next interview. And he's always a fun guy to talk to, full of knowledge, full of what's going on in terms of radar detection. And, we both talk the same language and get it. And it's a pleasure to count him among the guests that we've had here on the Car Doctor over the years. And I consider him a good friend at this point. Ron Jivin of Escort Radar. Ron, welcome back, sir.
Hello, Ron. It's always great to speak with you and to get a chance to be in front of your audience. How have you been?
I've been good. Listen, your ears had to be ringing for the past, it started about 2 months ago. There's been a rash of, why we need a radar detector, even though we don't speed conversations in this household of mine. My one daughter is going to grad school. We're in Jersey. She's out in Pittsburgh, and she's received two tickets in the time she's traveled back and forth between here and the house, between the house and Pittsburgh. The first time was kind of legit, even though it wasn't. She was in a, backwoods of the back roads of Pennsylvania go from 55 to 40 in the blink of an eye. And we've all been on those, the country thoroughfares that when it drops down into the town, all of a sudden you're still on the same road and you're thinking 55, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a 40 zone. And she got hit with a ticket there. The second one, and I said, next time you go back, I'm going to give you a radar detector. And naturally, Dad forgot, and it's just a lot going on. The second time, the trooper out on Pennsylvania pulled her over and gave her a ticket for a motor vehicle violation as per Pennsylvania statute, I think 67 or 167. And, my daughter's a pretty straight kid. I good relationship with her. Rach, were you speeding? No, Dad, I really wasn't speeding. She goes, I'm really not sure to this day why I got the ticket. And she's now going to take a radar detector back with her when she goes back out to get before she comes home for the Christmas break. And I said to myself, this is why everybody that says I don't need a radar detector, I don't speed, this is why you need a radar detector. I don't know any other way to open this conversation than to say everybody should have a radar detector, because there's a lot of shenanigans that goes on out there that I think is unfair.
There is a yes, and I really do. I'm sorry for your daughter and her trouble, but for everyone that's listening, the great news is all of us still have the opportunity, and now so does your daughter, to not have this happen in the future.
Right.
But that's only if you're driving with something that has the ability to let her and all of us who are driving, riding with her and sharing her story know ahead of time. That means you have to have technology that can see far enough down the road if it's an actual true radar gun encounter. But better than that, our new Passport Max 2, Bluetooth equipped, actually automatically links to your smartphone if you have an Apple or an Android. And now on your smartphone, with our Escort Live Ticket Protection app, you're going to know before you even get into that part of Pennsylvania who's already ahead. Law enforcement, what radar guns, speed traps, speed cameras, all of that before you're there. And so before any of the rest of us feel good about our position relative to what your daughter's already encountered, the numbers are real simple. Of all of us listening right now, in the next 12 months, about 1 in 4 of us are going to be stopped for speeding if we're not using some technology to let us know what's up ahead. And you know what, Ron? You've said this before on the show frequently. It's not just about the radar and laser guns. The red light cameras, the speed traps, the speed cameras, seatbelt laws, just the whole thing. And now what you've just alluded to that your daughter Rach has encountered, maybe somebody not doing their job on the up and up.
Well,
the best way to avoid that is just not be there.
Well, and it's funny because, I'm a conversational kind of guy, for lack of a better way to put it. And, customers at the shop, we kibitz back and forth during, while you wait services. And, they all know the girls and, they've watched them grow up over the years. And, how's this one? How's that one? And I told a few of the story about Rachel and her, ticket out in PA and the second ticket. And more than a few have said, one woman said to me, gee, sounds like my son, he's on his way out to Pittsburgh. He's gotten two tickets also in different locations. And I'm starting to think same scenario, young driver, newer vehicle, And I think they're profiling. I really do. It's a dirty word, but I'm really starting to think they're picking on people. In the one case, yes, she was speeding. I agree to that. I think perhaps a warning. She wasn't familiar with the area. Okay, the argument, she's got to be more attentive. But, you know, I've been in that situation myself, and I've been a driver for 40-something years where you're doing 55 and all of a sudden it turns to 40. I think that's a trap. I think that's unfair. But the ticket on the PA Pike from the trooper makes me scratch my head. And, you know, gee, listen, you and everybody else that listens to this show knows I'm a supporter of law enforcement. I'm not suggesting we speed. I'm just suggesting it's got to be – the game's got to be played level and straight. And I think for everybody that says, well, I don't speed, I keep coming back to that, I don't need a detector. I think you do, because I think the technology helps you see where that unfair situation might be around the bend and help keep you safe and without trouble.
Absolutely. And in the case of some of our detectors, all of our detectors, it isn't just a fact of seeing. They'll actually speak to you. She talks to you. She lets you know ahead of time. So you keep your eyes down the road, paying attention to what's up ahead. And you're absolutely right. We love law enforcement. We absolutely do not advocate in any way that we're trying to avoid getting around somehow speed limits. That's not the case. This is like a technology that reaches out, taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, Ron, watch out ahead. Ron, slow down.
Yep.
And that's what I do. And as you just suggested, this is going to let you know in those unfamiliar situations, unfamiliar locations, where the speed limit does in fact change. In fact, the detectors that you have used of ours, they'll even let you know what your speed is, and you can set it in the preference settings. If you actually find yourself over the speed limit, she's going to remind you. And what legitimate law enforcement officer does not want you to have help to slow down and observe the speed limits? That's
well,
what we do.
That's correct. And I listen, I get it. I think the trooper was trying, you know, I don't know if she was speeding or he was trying to stop something. I didn't get the whole story. I've never seen a trooper, though, back down from giving somebody a speeding ticket in place of, he just gave her a ticket that was $127, no points, no other damage to her license or her credibility. But I think they do stop and look. You know, my ears were ringing from our previous conversations about it's a moneymaker for a lot of these municipalities. My other daughter, the military kid, is on her way to North Carolina this week. She's spending Thanksgiving with some friends down there. And this morning I sent her out the door. I gave her my Passport IQ, which is your GPS version with the maps and built-in detector. And we gave her that because she's got to go through Virginia and she's got to go through some states where they may not be too radar detector friendly. And we needed to give her a little bit of an advantage for that reason. And here's a kid in the military with military training that knows discipline, that doesn't speed. She called me when she got to Virginia. She said, Dad, there were three state troopers sitting on the side of the road and they were pulling over cars depending upon license plate. And she says, I noticed everybody from out of state was automatically being pulled over for whatever reason. They missed her. She said they didn't have, you know, there wasn't enough there to get to her, I guess is the best way to put it. But, you know, she said it really made me feel good to have a detector in the car because I kind of knew something was going on up around the bend before I even got there. For 2 minutes, the detector was going off and I knew something was coming up. And she said, it's not that I was going fast, but I knew to slow down a little and two hands on the wheel and be alert. Hey, Ron, stay tuned. Can you stick around a second segment? I still got some things I want to talk to you about. Is that all right? You got some time?
That would be great.
All
thanks,
right,
Ron.
Stay put. I'm running Annie in the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. We're here this hour with Ron Jividen of Escort Radar. Ron, you're still there, sir. Ron?
Yes.
Yes, sir. There you go. Okay. That's okay. And I guess the point of my opening conversation about my daughter's experiences with radar and, you know, detectors and tickets is, you know, yeah, I think that you need to be engaged as a driver today. And I think a radar detector helps to keep you engaged. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the comment that we talked about before. It's like having the co-pilot. But you know what, Ron? Today, we've even gone a huge step further. Imagine if everyone listening could be in constant touch with everyone else. We would almost become omnipotent. That is to say, I would know what you can see in the part of town or down the interstate where you are right now before I even get there. And we can do that with the new Passport and the new Passport Max 2. Bluetooth equipped, they're going to automatically connect to our Escort Live ticket protection app. So now, as you just suggested, before I even get there, I'm going to know all of the situational events that are taking place. So I'm not going to be caught off guard because someone has been pulled over. I come around the bend, and all the other vehicles are locking them up, and you see the red lights coming on. I already know before I get there, thanks to you or someone else in the network of Escort Live, downloading to my detector in my own vehicle, I will have been alerted before I even arrive. So, yes, the more information I have, which is what the Ticket Protection app and the Passport Max 2 and the new Passport are doing, they give you the heads up. I'm going to know how to respond long before I'm even caught in the situation.
Ron, what's the difference between the Passport Max and the Max 2? Because the Max 2 is the latest offering.
The Passport Max was the world's first all-digital radar detector. And we've talked about that before on your show, so the audience may recall. That detector has the ability with advanced military technology to eliminate the RF background noise floor and actually respond incredibly fast, see that much further than anything else we've released before. It does it digitally. It's kind of like going from film in cameras to the digital age. We eliminate film. We eliminate going in the dark room. We eliminate the temperature storage. Now we don't have to worry about red eye or blur or motion. All of that with digital cameras changed radically the performance. And the Passport Max was the world's first and is still the world's only all-digital radar detector platform. Today, the Passport Max 2 builds from that same platform and now incorporates a Bluetooth chipset. So now we're at the Bluetooth age, where the radar detector, with all that digital magic, can now automatically link right to your cell phone and the Escort Live Ticket Protection app. That's the huge fundamental difference.
Boy,
so now I'm automatically tied right in.
That's really cool. That just makes life cordless and so much easier. Real quick before the clock grabs us, is there a trade-in program if somebody's got a Max and they want to go to a Max 2? What do we do for that?
Thank you for asking. EscortRadar.com, and we're willing to take back any detector we've ever sold. But guess what? Better than that, we'll buy competitor detectors. Any detector that you've got, if you make a purchase, we'll buy that back. Come to EscortRadar.com. Give us a call at the 800 number, 433-3487. Speak to one of our live agents, and they'll give you all the details. It varies depending on what you're buying and depending on what you're trading up.
Now, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be giving away a Passport Max 2 here on the Car Doctor. Thank you for that, by the way. And the listeners will have an opportunity. We're going to talk about it in about 2 weeks, I think it's going to happen, two, maybe 3 weeks for the holiday. So if anybody out there is interested, and I'm sure everybody is, there'll be an opportunity to win a Max 2 right here on the Car Doctor, courtesy of Ron Jividen and the folks over at Escort. And I want to say thank you for that, Ron. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for putting that in front of your aficionado audience of automotive buffs. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So the website, before I let you go, is escortradar.com for more information?
Yes, escortradar.com.
Okay. Hey, Ron, listen, you have a good turkey day, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Ron, it's always great to speak with you. Thank you very much. The same to you and all of your listeners.
Thanks, Ron. I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.